Declining viewership and readership has become commonplace in the mass media and does not seem to overly concern corporate managers. Arthur Oakes Sulzberger, a publisher and board chairman of the New York Times Company, recently stated, "I really don't know whether we'll be printing the Times in 5 years, and you know what? I don't care." Increasingly, the attempt to present news objectively has given way to advocacy, which borders on sheer propaganda. According to a State of the News Media 2007 report by the Project for Excellence in Journalism, a growing pattern has news outlets, programs, and journalists offering up solutions, crusades, certainty, and the impression of putting all the blur of information in clear order for people. Comparing programming today with shock jock radio talk show hosts, the reporter stated, "The tone may be just as extreme as before, but now the other side is not given equal play." Distraction, ignorance, and fear are integral parts of the fascist globalist's plan for a new American empire. Like Hitler before him, President George W. Bush has used both nationalism and middle-class moral values to gain the unquestioning allegiance of a large swath of the public. Charles Eugene Sorel, a French conservative socialist whose philosophical work provided a foundation for fascism, noted at the start of the 20th century that all great political movements are generated by myths, defined as the belief held by a group who believed themselves to be an army of truth fighting an army of evil. The Nazis used the myth of Aryan brotherhood and superiority to create their National Socialist Empire. In the United States, it has become the myth of America's God-ordained right to create an empire which has launched a worldwide war for American-style freedom and democracy. Today, numerous books and articles have been written about a new American empire, or Reich, in German. No one can argue credibly that America today is not an empire. Militarily, economically, and culturally, the United States wields a hegemonic influence unparalleled in world history, stated Jim Garrison, founder of the State of the World Forum and author of America as Empire, Global Leader, or Rogue Power. The creation of this empire has been facilitated by the power of the corporate mass media increasingly falling into fewer and fewer hands. The ownership of the corporations that today control the information available to the broadest portion of the public can be traced back to the same families and companies who backed Hitler. Like Hitler, who sought to bring individuals alienated by the Industrial Revolution and Depression into a hive-like German folk, or united people, the globalists who control America's mass media have attempted to bring citizens into one common world view by the unremitting dissemination of homogeneous news and information.